Welcome back to the Functional Longevity Podcast. We give you insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. Good afternoon. My name is Chris Borda, best-selling author and owner of Yes Fitness. And let me first thank you for taking time from your busy day to listen to what I have to say. I think you're going to find this very interesting. We have a special guest today, Amy. But before we get to Amy, let me thank our sponsor, Yes Fitness. Most people lose the ability to enjoy life as they age. At Yes Fitness, we help people age 40 plus get fit so they can live longer and enjoy those extra years doing the things they love to do. So now a little quick bit of housekeeping here. If you want to get a timestamp or a transcript of today's broadcast, head on over to yesfitnessct.com. Hit the podcast button across the top there and you'll have access to any one of our now 269 broadcasts. If you are looking for this broadcast somewhere else, you can get it wherever podcasts can be found. So here we go. Amy, let me first thank you for coming on board with us today.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate you taking the time for your day. Amy just finished her workout, so she looks a little sweaty, whatever. That's a good thing. That means she got a nice workout in, bright red. Her glasses may fog up, so she might take them off and wipe those off a little bit. But many times when we do these types of things, we have clients that have been with us for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years. But today, Amy has been with us for only...
About 6 weeks. With a little COVID break in there. So really not even
Right. The darn COVID just won't go away. But we thought it would be nice to have someone, and we've done it before a few times, to have somebody come in and just speak about their experience at the beginning. Because a lot of times we have people on that have been here for a long time, and they really can't remember what it was like when he first came through our doors. So... Amy, before you came on board with us, what were the problems that you were having? What were you trying to solve?
So I had a milestone birthday at the beginning of September, the very day I came down with COVID, actually. I dreaded this milestone birthday, the big 6-0 for those who are keeping track. I was also... in a lot of pain all the time. My back hurt, my hips hurt, my knees hurt. I was having trouble sleeping at night because my hips hurt so much. They would wake me up. I couldn't find it, and I couldn't find a comfortable position.
Right.
So I went to my primary care physician and I said, help. And she said, physical therapy. Well, as it happens, there's a physical therapy shop practically next door to the hybrid
fitness coaching center.
And so I started doing PT, and my very genial physical therapist was quite horrified at the state of me. So I pretty much ignored my body for a good 25 years at least. And thanks, Mom, for the early onset arthritis. So I'm bone on bone in both knees. Ugh. And you know, when the knees start to go, then you know, the hips go and then the back goes and it's all connected.
Yeah.
And you know, I was walking with a cane. I was very bent over. So I would say that when things began to change a tiny little bit was actually before the dreaded 60th birthday. And I had a very anxiety provoking situation a little over 2 years ago. And I lost about 20, 25 pounds just from sheer anxiety. And I kept going a little bit. As of, in fact, this very morning, I have now lost 75 pounds.
Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you.
I have fantastic job.
75 to go. But
wow. I remember you told me, I don't remember what you told me when you first told me how much weight you'd lost. But you've continued to lose now because I know it wasn't 75.
It wasn't 75. Yeah, no. This is a milestone today, this very morning. And that was kind of the beginning of changes happening that made it possible for me to walk through the door. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who came here and didn't join the center, but came in and sort of rented time and borrowed your weights. Mm-hmm. So I knew about this place. And so for the dreaded 60th birthday, long story short, I gave myself this.
The gift.
And you know, I absolutely consider it to be that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one of those you know, unicorns and balloons and sprinkles and all of that kind of people. My glass is usually half empty. But, you know, this has really been, I don't want to, it sounds like hyperbole. It's not. It's been life altering. Uh-huh. And, you know, I hear at home, oh my God, look at you. You're walking so much faster. Mm-hmm. You're moving so much easier. Mm-hmm. And that's true. And now I can be comfortable in bed at night. Mm. You know, nice. So that, nice. That helps with sleep and everything else. So, and it's been, you know, it's very, so some, for somebody who's, you know, bent over like a crone and grossly overweight, walking into a place like this can be very intimidating. Mm. The welcome was so generous and accepting and, you know, with a little bit of a little push here and there, which is exactly, mm-hmm. exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. And as I've been, even over these 6 weeks, minus COVID, you know, things have already improved, mm-hmm. you know, so in some of my exercises, I do more reps or I have more weight. Mm-hmm. So even these little itty bitty incremental mm-hmm. things and just the way that my body feels, is absolutely worth it. It's worth the time. It's worth the effort. Mm-hmm. It's worth everything.
Well, we work hand in hand with Advanced Physical Therapy. All our people send it down there and they will send people down right. to us. We know we have a trust. I don't know how long they've been here now, but they've been in town a long time now. So we just developed a trust. Dave's a great owner and Mindy and her staff are really terrific down there. So they got you started. But still, I know how challenging it is to walk through that door. Very challenging.
Yeah, it was really scary.
And
scary, that's what it was. Not just challenging, but scary.
It's scary.
It's scary.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you take us to a moment when you realize you're actually helping, we're helping you solve those problems?
I think this is going to sound really strange, but... the muscles in my legs mm-hmm. are just different now. Mm-hmm. And I notice that especially when I'm a side sleeper. So I roll over okay. from one side to the yeah, other yeah. side a lot. And I'm very aware mm-hmm. of the fact that there are muscles under there. and some of them, tiny little bit, are starting to show.
Wow.
And
that's exciting.
That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
It's very exciting. You started to talk about this a little bit a second ago. What makes us different? I don't know if you've ever gone to another gym. I don't think I did your strategy session, did I?
No,
John did your session. So, and I don't work with you, John typically. Mm-hmm. I've worked with you a couple times and you survived. I didn't hurt you. But
you were very nice.
Thank you. Had you ever gone to a different gym at any point in time?
Not. Mm-hmm. I mean, God, had I ever been in a gym ever in my life? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But the very thought of a gym was so intimidating. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to use those machines.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to judge me. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, I'm going to have to change clothes in mm-hmm. a locker room.
Locker room.
You know, mm-hmm. God, the horror, the horror. Here I just come in my workout clothes.
So what makes us different?
So first of all, there's no judgment mm-hmm. ever. That for me is, mm-hmm. is huge because, you know, insecure.
Sure.
And it's quiet. Mm-hmm. It's focused. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a classical music kind of girl, but I'm going to date myself here, 60, remember? The mixtape that plays during my workout has a lot of really good classic rock songs. And you know, I just, so sometimes I don't want to come. Mm-hmm. And today, thank God, I was practically on time, but I've been about 10 minutes late. So, you know, there's a little activation energy that one has to transcend sometimes in order to get in here to do it. But then when I leave, I just, you know, I feel a little energized and I have yet to be sore from a workout that I did here.
Mm-hmm. But you're still making gains.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's interesting. What I like about this is
the other thing is that you and John both are. So I ask a lot of questions. I don't know if you've noticed, but and you're fountains of information. So that's been great.
Some people tell you it's fountains of BS, but
no. I mean, you guys both approach this. I mean, I've talked more with John than I have with you, admittedly, but. You know, really from a scientific perspective, you know, I mean, much of what you have people doing and what and the reasons behind it are scientifically based. That, you know, that really rocks my boat.
I pride myself and I pride my crew on the fact that we do what we do here is based on research.
Yeah, yeah.
So that just kind of led me right into this question. We love when clients send us stuff because I have some clients that send me articles, send me anything. Amy has a ton of letters after her name. I have no idea what she is, but she has an alphabet after her name. So what are you?
So I am a physician.
Okay.
So that's the MD. Uh-huh. I have a master's degree in clinical research methods. Uh-huh. I have a weird degree in America. It's called an MPhil. And it's something that you get between your master's degree and your dissertation and your PhD. And it's a European, or not really so much European, it's British. Okay. So I have that in European history. And then I'm a fellow member of the American Academy of Neurology.
Good for you.
So MD, MS, MPhil, FAAN.
Right. Okay. So,
MOUSE.
If you need any letters, she's got them.
Yeah, right.
So Amy sent me a really cool study about unprocessed foods. I'm sure they processed
foods. Ultra processed foods.
And what it does to your brain.
Right.
So expound on that a little bit, because I think it's super interesting. I don't know if you'll find it interesting, but I found it very interesting. But
so I'm a dementia specialist. And in my area of specialization, there has been an increasing focus on lifestyle approaches to preventing dementia and cognitive impairment, if at all possible, and mitigating their impacts if they, in fact, unfortunately, do develop. And nutrition and exercise have both been significant foci of this research. And in July of 2022, at the annual International Alzheimer's Association meeting, a paper got a lot of attention. And it was done in South America with a big group of people. And the researchers divided people into buckets according to the percentage of ultra-processed food in their diets. And the hypothesis was that the people who had the lowest percentage of ultra-processed food in their diets would have the best sort of cognitive outcomes. And that hypothesis, unsurprisingly to anybody, was fulfilled. And that the people who had the greatest amount of ultra-processed food in their diets would have poorer cognitive outcomes, and that also was fulfilled. What was surprising was that the group in the middle also had poorer outcomes. So the take-home message of this paper, which this year at the big international meeting won an award as being one of the best papers of the past year, the take-home message is that really you need to keep the amount of ultra-processed food in your diet to less than 25%, preferably less than 20%. I have had potato chips probably, five times since that research came to light. Mm-hmm. And I really tried to change the amount of processed food in my diet.
So give them an idea what ultra processed food is, because some people might not know what it is. Some people come through our door, they don't know what protein is. They don't know. Everybody knows what a carb is, but they don't know what a protein is. Right. So what would be an ultra processed food?
Ultra-processed foods are things that have been denuded in some way from their natural state and then sort of built up again, if you can think about it, sort of built up again in an unnatural kind of chemical way. So things like potato chips, white rice probably qualifies, certainly fast foods, convenience foods, anything that really is a convenience food. So there's an old adage in nutrition circles about, you know, you should shop in the supermarket on the periphery because that's where you get the fresher foods and that sort of thing. So whole grains, not what's the opposite of a whole grain? A partial grain.
Process grain.
Right. A processed grain. Right. So that's the processing is mm-hmm. when it, so yes. So fast food, junk food, convenience food, all of that is ultra processed.
Where would we label, where would you label the chain restaurants?
Oh, well, I mean, they probably fall.
Can we lump them all in together, or are there a couple, like, there's just a ton of them now, right? And to me, so it almost becomes fast food.
Oh, it is. And right. And, right. and people have done nutritional analyses of mm-hmm. those kinds of, mm-hmm. Of restaurants. And it should be what seldom is wonderful. Everybody needs a treat now and again.
Exactly.
But doing too much of that is definitely, I mean, that stuff is loaded with fat and salt and mm-hmm. Just is not good for you.
Just not good for you.
And also portions are enormous. Mm-hmm.
I even saw soda was in there.
Oh, God, yes. Soda. Soda yes. is... And there's a whole separate mm-hmm. component, you know, area of research mm-hmm. that shows how bad soda is. When I was practicing clinically, anybody who I would ask people, do you drink soda? Mm-hmm. And if they said yes, then when they left that day, they would get a whole printout about why soda is bad for you.
This
and especially why soda, this includes diet soda, and why it's especially bad for cognitive, mm-hmm. especially a risk factor for cognitive impairment. So drink seltzer. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is great. Great information. I'm so glad you sent me that study. I mean, obviously,
I was happy to do it.
I'm not saying obviously, but that those types of foods are typically not in my diet.
Yeah.
Maybe on vacation a little bit.
Right.
But typically
on vacation. What's exactly. seldom is wonderful.
Exactly. Exactly. The people get surprised if they see me have something that's you think that I would not eat. Listen, I eat everything just like everybody else. You know what? And I like a good brownie with chocolate chips in it. Mm. But you just can't have that all the time. Oh, it's the best kind.
No nuts.
Yeah. So can you give me an idea what life looks like now that we've started to solve some of your problems? Because it's only been 6 weeks. So what excites me about this is in 6 weeks, you already start to feel changes. Because when somebody comes on board with this, you'll see a lot of other places give you a week free or a workout free, one where that kind of stuff. If you come on board with me for 30 days, I'm going to show you change. If not, I'll give you your money back. Mm. Because it takes me 30 days for you to get comfortable in here, to start to get moving better. And so in 6 weeks, you've seen these changes. So that's what excites me. Because when I tell people that you can see changes in 4 months, it's not in 4 weeks, it's not a lie. It can happen. You'll start to feel better. And when you leave here, you'll feel better for sure. After four.
Well, weeks, I mean, so. I told John that his challenge is that I want somebody to be able to look at me, especially my arms uh-huh. and uh-huh. my upper body, and wearing a tank shirt or sleeveless top of some sort, and say, oh, look at her. She must work out. Mm-hmm. And I said, you have 2 years. And he said, oh, we'll get you there in a year. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll have me back on next September.
Maybe we will.
We'll see what my arms look like. But yes, the mission that I have given Yes Fitness is to get rid of all of my jiggly bits. And there are a lot of jiggly bits.
Well, I'm glad
the jiggly bits are toning up.
Yeah, and I'm glad you started 60 and not 70.
Well, yes.
That's...
Makes our good job point. Yes, easier. Right.
Yes. But you can start at any age. Don't get me wrong. Muscle knows no age. So you can start lifting weights. You can start moving at any age. And the people that start get the most out of it.
Well, that's another thing that, and I just thought of this, but you asked about what's different about mm-hmm. here versus other gyms. There doesn't seem to be and I don't know if this is a term that's in general parlance anymore, but a gym rat.
Oh, gym rat.
Kind of culture here.
Right.
You know, and the people are not the people who are working out are not young and beautiful. They are, you know, regular people and most mm-hmm. of them are 40 plus.
40 plus. Our average age clientele, male and female, is 57 years old, actually.
Yeah.
Because we have some people in their 90s.
Yeah.
So excuse that a little bit, but you'll be very surprised. I had one of my coaches say to me actually last night. She said, you know, Linda looks great. She looks great for her age. And so Linda's been with us for 20 years probably. And I think a lot of people in our facility, if you would try to guess her age, you would be wrong. Because when you exercise, you just look younger. This is what you say, hey, you're just going to look, you look younger. So,
well, on Fridays when I come here, I work out with a gentleman who, and I have told him this, that I just, you know, I am so impressed with what he does. And, you know, he is a man of a certain age.
Yeah.
But my God, what this man can do is, you know, I should be so lucky ever to be able to do his workout.
But you will get there. And what you'll understand and know is that most people that started with us have never exercised before, or they haven't exercised in a long, long time. So what he does is certainly something you'll be able to do down the road. If all the orthopedic stuff works and stuff like that, because you got some issues with those poor knees. Yeah. So I keep losing my train of thought.
So it is.
It's an age thing. No, it's not that. It's more about that. No, I was thinking about, gym rat. So what's interesting is, so Amy works in a semi-private area. She has a program written designed specifically for her that she does. But then we also do some group exercise. So we have more of the, like, I'm not going to say the gym rat, because but we have the people in group exercise come to work out more than the people in semi-private do.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
I have some people in group exercise that come 6 days a week.
Right. No, I've read that. They can't imagine starting their day and
without coming in to work it out.
Right.
Exactly. So I don't know if you want to classify that as a gym rat, but we have some people that really get after it. But for some reason, semi-private doesn't. It's like that as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is. So she come back. Got to come twice a week.
Well, that's you know, twice a week for now, and twice a week physical therapy. So I'm moving. Motion is lotion, I've learned.
Yes.
So I'm moving now at least 4 days per week, and I'm getting, you know, so I try to swim in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm looking forward with anticipation to what my swimming is like by next summer, you know, so I have been moving a little bit, but you know, I'd walk out to the pool with my walking stick and you know, so it will be better next year.
Oh, it's going to be, you make sure you come and tell me what your swimming's like. First time you go swimming. Right. It's going to be completely different.
I will buy you a cake if I'm able to do the butterfly.
Well, I can't do the butterfly.
That's
I was on a swim team. So.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's one I can't do. So what would you tell someone if they're on the fence about coming down here, checking us out?
Oh, but it literally doesn't cost you anything to check it out. Screw your courage to the sticking place. If I did it, believe me, you can too.
Nice. Thank you, Amy. I really, again, appreciate you taking the time. Tell us about your experience down here. Hopefully we can inspire someone, even if they don't come to work out with us, you can inspire somebody to get up off the couch and start moving, because this, you know, this podcast is worldwide, I guess. I don't know. I might go all over the country, but it's on wherever you get a podcast. So hopefully we can inspire someone to get moving and change their life. Because we're on the way to changing yours.
Yes, you are.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks for listening to us. I hope this was inspiring for you. And you can look for more from us next Tuesday. We're going to give you information on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. Thanks for watching.